Following the overthrow of Egypt's former president Mohamed Morsi by the military last summer, representatives of his Muslim Brotherhood in London have announced that they have formally lodged a complaint with the International Criminal Court, the ICC.
At the press conference held behind me at this central London hotel, lawyers acting on behalf of the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party, the FJP, outlined a series of allegations against the interim government led by General Sisi. The allegations include murder, torture, and the disappearance of Brotherhood activists.
The allegations are that following the coup, crimes were committed against civilians who were involved in protest actions, also that civilians have been detained unlawfully and have been tortured and mistreated from then right up until now. That's the substance of the complaint.
Following mass protests against his government, Morsi was removed from power by General Sisi on the 3rd of July last year and placed under arrest. However, when supporters of Morsi came out to the streets for their own mass protests, they were met with deadly force by the army. The ICC's scope of investigation can cover violence committed by both sides.
The jurisdiction concerns any allegations of any crimes committed by any party following the coup in July. All sides could be investigated.
If an investigation is opened, certain officials may find themselves on the receiving end of an arrest warrant.
That international arrest warrant has a very particular role, and what that means is that countries that are party to the ICC will then have to act on that arrest warrant. So if people from Egypt who are named in that arrest warrant travel to their jurisdiction, they can be arrested, prosecuted in those national countries, and in some cases transferred to The Hague to be prosecuted there.
The members of the legal team are expected to meet with the ICC prosecutors over the coming days and weeks. During the meeting, they will see what steps the court can take to deal a blow to the international legitimacy of General Sisi and his current interim government. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.